If all goes according to plan, Governor Phil Scott will sign a bill over the next few days that legalizes possession of small amounts of marijuana in Vermont. It will not create the above-board commercial market that many pot reform advocates had been pushing for. But as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, cannabis entrepreneurs say it's a step in the right direction.
If the cannabis industry has an impresario in Vermont, then his name is Eli Harrington. He's the co-founder of Heady Vermont, which bills itself as the state's source for cannabis advocacy. And a couple evenings ago, the 30-year-old surveyed his latest production.
This is the humanization of cannabis in Vermont.
Harrington is looking out at a cannabis trade show of sorts. There's a bright red booth to his right for a marketing and web design firm. A hemp grower off to his left is manning a table with glass jars full of dark green cannabis buds. And it's all happening in the Statehouse cafeteria of all places.
These are real people, mostly law-abiding, real Vermont citizens who are here and represent the present and, more importantly, I think the future of what this plant can be in this state.
That future is by no means guaranteed. Opponents of a taxed and regulated commercial marijuana market, like the ones in Colorado and Washington State, will work hard to forestall what many view as the next logical progression in Vermont's cannabis evolution. But the growth potential in the cannabis sector is promising enough to lure entrepreneurs like Tim Fair, who started a company called Vermont Cannabis Solutions 2 years ago.
Well, we're the state's first cannabis-focused law firm. So while there's a lot of business law firms that can help companies get started, I've been for the last 2 years pretty intently studying the industry.
So far, at least, Fair says most of his business comes from the state's nascent hemp industry. Vermont legalized cultivation of hemp in 2013. Fair says the legalization bill that Governor Phil Scott is expected to sign soon won't in and of itself allow the cannabis industry to hit its stride. But he says it sets the stage for a more lucrative economic future.
And when people see that sky doesn't fall, the next logical step is, well, it's legal, let's reap the revenue. But I think that's going to happen faster than people think.
Fair says belief in that outcome has already prompted a rush of investor capital in Vermont.
What I've been hearing from a lot of prospective investors is that they were waiting for the legalization bill to pass. Once that passed, that gave them the confidence to take that risk, to take that step, to start discussions with entrepreneurs in order to receive private placement funding.
The market potential of the hemp industry alone has been enough to lure entrepreneurs like Carl Christensen into the sector. Christensen is co-founder of Northeast Processing, which will be the state's largest hemp processing facility. Christensen says the company's business model does not hinge on an adult-use marijuana market in Vermont, but he says he could see Northeast Processing transitioning to that space if the tax and regulate system does arrive. And he says Vermont's agricultural roots make it prime to capitalize on the sector if and when it comes.
And Vermont's really going to make a name for itself like it has in other agrarian segments of the economy, like the cheese market and brewing and things like that.
Lauren Andrews, who owns Aromed Aromatherapy in Montpelier, stands behind a table loaded with essential oils infused with CBD. That's a non-psychoactive compound in cannabis. Andrews says a tax and regulate system might allow her to expand her commercial footprint.
CBD works beautifully with essential oils, but often just the inclusion of a small amount of THC can really put a remedy over the top and make it that much better.
She'll have to hold off on selling those THC remedies for now, since commercial sales under Vermont's coming legalization law will still be forbidden. But cannabis entrepreneurs are already betting on a future where that will change. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.